Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We continue with our examination of the book of Hebrews. We're in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and we've covered the first two or three verses. And this is the great gallery of faith, a lot of people call it, the great accounting of examples of those that have lived by faith. Now, it is worth noting and worth repeating that this is not a group of people that were perfect in everything they did. As a matter of fact, they are far from it. But it's a group of people that Spirit led the author to put in here as examples of those that lived by faith, even when they made poor decisions, even when they chose to sin, they still had a faith, a believing loyalty in the Most High God. So let me read the first three verses that we've covered so far, then we'll go to the fourth verse. Verse 1, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it, by faith, the men of old gained approval. Now, here's verse 3, which we covered in the previous episode. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. Now, folks, I think that's interesting that that is the first by faith verse that we see, that the Spirit starts off with the fact that by faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God to such a degree so that what that we see right now was not made out of things which are visible. Here's the bottom line. If we do not believe that by faith, if we do not believe that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, if we don't believe that, then we're not going to believe the rest of it. Okay? It's the same way with Scripture. If you don't believe the first three chapters of Genesis, you're not going to believe the balance of the Word of God. Now, I know there's a great interpretation in the first three chapters of Genesis. I have no problem with that, okay? I believe that it is a beautiful poetry. I believe that it gives us insight into things. I believe the elements of it are literal, okay? I believe that God created. I believe He created in 7 days, et cetera, et cetera. But people on both ends of the interpretive spectrum want to draw sharp lines of demarcation that are simply are not there. Because if you don't believe the first three chapters, if you don't believe the first verse, in the beginning, God, then you're just wasting your time with the rest of it. And it's the same way right here. If you're not willing to say, okay, by faith, I understand that God created everything. If you don't believe that by faith, then why are you going to believe anything else by faith? I mean, really think about that. Why believe the rest of it? So I really encourage you to start off by faith believing that. Now watch this. Verse 4. By faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the testimony that he was righteous. God testifying about his gifts, and through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks. Whoa, what is that all about? Now, I'm still up in the air how I'm going to handle several of these things with this chapter, because there's many examples here that are sort of lengthy. But we're going to go back to the Old Testament accounts on some of these things. Now, you know, in a few days, we'll see that by faith Abraham did some things. I doubt we'll go back to the entirety of the account of Abraham because it's several chapters long. But in Hebrews 11, there's great detail that's given about Abraham. Okay, there's great detail that's given. But some of these folks, we don't know a lot about them. And by we, I mean the Western contemporary church. For the most part, most churches and most people in the churches know very little about the Old Testament. I've really learned that a lot in recent years, and I actually had an example in the last couple of weeks. Now, just a vivid, vivid example of that, of some turmoil and some uprising, which simply has come about because people do not know the Word of God, particularly the Old Testament. There's things in the Old Testament the Lord says, you do not have anything to do with this and this and this, no matter how much you think it's a fun and game kind of thing. You do not have anything to do with it. Well, people don't know that. I mean, they don't. I know they're ignorant, and they're moving and acting out of ignorance. So I think this thing here with Abel is going to be worthy of going back and looking at. It's actually in Genesis chapter 4. It's about, I think, 17 verses long, something like that. And I'll tell you what, we'll do it the next time. We'll pick up Genesis next time. But I want you to think about this. If you have time, go ahead and read it. Think about what's said in the fourth verse here. By faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice. And what we're going to see is that Cain and Abel both brought an offering to God. We're going to see that we have no account of God asking for that, of God delineating, of God saying, okay, this is what I want. This is not what I want. Apparently, he had shared some things with them, but we don't know exactly what it was. All we know is that Abel offered to God a better sacrifice. And the account will make it abundantly clear that they knew the difference. They may not have understood it. If they had totally, absolutely understood it, then it wouldn't have been by faith, right? But by faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain. So what happened? Well, when he did this, is through which he obtained the testimony that he was righteous. Abel was righteous. Well, what does righteous mean? It means to be right. Okay, be right in relationship to what? Well, in this situation, this context, it means to be in right relationship with somebody. Because Abel offered to God a better sacrifice, there's any number of things that could have been a sacrifice. Why was it a better sacrifice? Apparently because it's what God had required or asked. Okay, we don't know because it didn't say that forthrightly, but we can infer that from what we'll see in Genesis 4, okay? But he obtained the testimony that he was righteous. The Lord God testified that he was righteous. So it says God testified about his gifts, about the gifts that he brought. Now, that idea of gifts right there, that's sort of interesting, right? A gift usually doesn't have the connotation of something being mandated, of something being required. So that might give us a little insight about what we'll see in Genesis 4, but we'll see. The rest of verse 4 here in Hebrews 11 says, and through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks. Abel is literally still speaking to us today by faith, through his faith, because of what he did. So what do we see? Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God. So much so that what we see was made out was made out of things that are invisible. It wasn't made out of things that are visible. By faith, another example, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain. And he received the testimony that he was righteous by faith. Okay? God was testifying about his gifts. And at faith still speaks to us today. Tell you what, think about that. There's some profound truths there. Next episode, we'll go pick up Genesis 4 and see what we learn from there. Again, I'm Dale, and I'll see you next time.